Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call them Renaissance fairs, Renaissance festivals, outdoor gatherings open to the public and usually commercial in nature, with people dressed up in Elizabethan times costumes and other periods are sometimes represented. There are several in the state of Texas. The Sherwood Forest Fair continues from March 4th through the 23rd of April. That's in McDade, Texas, in Bastrop County. All weekends in April, the Avalon Fair, which is near Kilgore, just off of Interstate 20. There is, of course, the Texas Renaissance Festival in Grimes County. That opens in October. Also coming up in the fall, Canterbury in Mount Pleasant, and the Fair of Champions in Palestine. And there is the Texas Medieval Festival in Huntsville and the Kerrville Renaissance Festival. But one of the biggest and one of the oldest in the state of Texas is the Scarborough Renaissance Festival. And we are talking to Helene Thompson.
Well, thank you for having us today. Scarborough Renaissance Festival runs April 8th through May 29th. We run Saturdays, Sundays, and Memorial Day weekend. And we are only 30 minutes south of downtown Dallas off I-35 in Waxahachie.
Yeah, and in fact, if folks needed to, they could get to you off of 45, right?
Yeah, there's a number of ways they can get to us. They can come up from the south. They can come out from the west. We're right on FM 66, so that connects actually to both east and west I-35. So, there's lots of ways you can get to us.
All right. Now, as I'm looking at your schedule, you have a Viking weekend and you have a Celtic weekend. You even have new monarchs this year. So,
oh, absolutely. And if someone hasn't been here in the last 5 years, they're going to see a lot of new things.
Okay.
We've got a number of new artisan shops that are now part of our village. We have also added some additional stages. If you've not been here in a while, we now have over 20 stages throughout the 35 acres of our festival site. For this 2023 season, as you mentioned, we have new monarchs. It is the little older King Henry VIII and his sixth wife, for those who are counting these days, and that is Catherine Parr. And so we're very excited to have them reigning over our festival day as you come in and join us.
It's only fitting with the musical Six making the rounds and just played, in fact, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that number Six would be the monarch this time around.
Exactly. It kind of happened that way. They actually planned it before that came in. But, yeah, they are. It is going to be a lot of fun, and they are just tremendous actors. In fact, both of the people that are portraying our monarchs have been with our performing company for over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
So they know each other very well. They have performed with each other for a very long time, and they are extremely passionate about the festival and portraying the roles in a very good manner and barely basing those characters on the historical figures themselves.
Well, let's talk about that for a while, because even in looking at some of the festivals around Texas, including Scarborough, there are a variety of ways of presenting it. And in some cases, some of the festivals say, dress up and join in. And what is it about the festivals, Scarborough and the others for that matter, what is it about them that draws people back?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's a true escapism, much more so than other types of festivals. You can come out here and be a completely different person for a day or a weekend or even multiple weekends throughout our season. And that really allows people to get away from the everyday life and the everyday stresses. And especially with the advent and the maturation of the cosplay realm that we have in our society today, this is the place that they, an extra place that they get to come out and portray those characters and be whatever realm they want. We estimate about 30% of our customers come in costume. And they, the rest of them, have wonderful people watching opportunities when they come out as well. But they, it really is just a unique place. Plus, the type of entertainment we have and the type of artisans we have are different than pretty much anywhere else you're going to find. Because it's more vaudevillian type entertainment, and it's extremely interactive. The vast majority of our shows actually bring people up onto the stage as part of their performance during the festival day. So you never know when you might become a part of the show yourself. And it really, that interactive nature, both with the artisans and with the entertainers, really creates a unique environment, because after a show or after a demonstration, they, people can go up and have a conversation saying, how did you get into this thing? How long have you been doing it? And really discover why they do what they do and how long they've been doing it. We've actually got two artisans on our that are part of our artisan marketplace that are teachers in their craft. They've written books. They're college professors in their arts. And these are lost arts that people used to do as part of just regular everyday life. Now they're lost arts in many ways, and these artisans are keeping them alive in today's world. And so to be able to see them and watch this artisan create this magnificent piece, whether it be a piece of wood or a stone carving or a piece of blown glass, that's something you just don't get to see every day. And in, from the entertainment standpoint, being able to watch someone actually swallow a sword and have a master whip, a person who as whip artistry and has set over 30 world records in this entertainment realm, and who makes the whips himself and doing things like that, to see jugglers and musicians and just the vast array of different types of entertainment we have. This is something people just can't find elsewhere. And when you come in, the fact that you can just stumble upon all of these different things is really a tremendous draw. The other part of what really makes us popular with everyone is that there is something for everyone at our festival, whether it be young children, whether it be, you know, middle school or high school kids, whether it be a group of friends in their 20s or 30s that are coming out together, whether it be an entire family that's got multi-generations coming out. There's going to be something that everyone in that group is going to find something fun to do. And that's a draw. And that's a type of an event that you normally don't find, that everyone is going to enjoy themselves in so many different ways.
Yeah, it's not often that you're going to find a flaming whip demonstration.
Absolutely not. Or a sword fighting skill. Or, you know, and even from a musical standpoint, the fact that we have two different musicians that play hammered dulcimer, that we have a harpist who plays every day of the festival, and you can just sit down and ask her to, you know, play very different types of music, and things like that really make it unique. And even the style of dancing we have everything from our belly dancers, who are tremendously popular and actually are local to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And then the other part of it is our Renaissance dancing, you know, where they will actually show you how to be, how to do these dances and bring you in, and you actually get to experience a Renaissance style dance. But again, those are things that are very different, but also interactive. You're not just sitting back and watching it happen. You're becoming a part of what's happening. And that really is a unique experience.
You mentioned professors who now are bringing back some of the lost arts, et cetera. Who are the performers? Are any of them making the rounds, to use the term, and going to the festival?
We have a variety of different types of performers. Okay. First and foremost is our performing company. This is our cast.
Okay.
This is the king and the queen, their royal court. It's the villagers. It's the workmen. All these people that are wandering throughout the festival site. Over 100 people make up this performing company. And they are tremendously dedicated. They start rehearsing actually right now. This weekend is their first rehearsal weekend. They will rehearse for 8 weeks before we ever open the gates. And then they have an 8-week festival of 10-hour improvisational theater that they perform every day of our festival. The vast majority of them are local to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This is a hobby. This is a fun skill set they have. We have everyone from IT persons to teachers to policemen to firemen. We have all different types of, you know, worker, you know, people that come in and make a part of this cast, some of which have never acted in their lives before, but they come in, they audition, they go through all these trainings and workshops, and they learn how to be an actor in our festival. So that's one part of our performance aspect. The other part are the professional performers. These are the folks that are on the stages. Okay. These are the folks that are performing in the lanes. And the vast majority of these folks travel all over the United States. Many of them to other Renaissance festivals, but others do everything from the cruise ship circuit to corporate events. And in fact, we've got one gentleman who currently has an off-Broadway play that is going on that is going to run right up until the time he comes down to perform at our festival. So extremely talented individuals. And it is everything, like I mentioned, from music to we have a gentleman who does spoonerisms. And if you've ever heard that, they're absolutely hysterical mangling of words. But we have this one gentleman I mentioned, Arthur Greenleaf Holmes, that does wildly inappropriate poetry. So that is a whole nother form of just intelligent comedy performance that takes place at our festival. And so most of these people are traveling and they come back through. But the interesting part is so many of them have been performing at our festival for many, many years. Our person with the longest tenure is Don Juan and Miguel. They have been performing at our festival for 39 years.
Out of the 43.
Wow. Yes. And so they were some of our very first performers, and still to this day, they draw some of the largest crowds. In fact, Don Juan's daughter, Esmeralda, is actually now an integral part of the show. So it is a multi-generational show at this point, but it is they're fun. People are bringing back their kids and their grandkids, and they came to see them when they were young. And it really is a fun aspect of what we have. I mean, then we have others that are brand new to the festival. This year, we have about seven new performing acts that will be introduced into the festival. And then on the artisan side, we have over almost 20 new artisans that are going to be introduced into the festival. So there's always something new and exciting. And that's also the reason we do themed weekends each weekend. Mm. So every weekend is going to have just a little bit different flair. And each one of those weekends offers a little different special event and activity. We have everything from our costume contest to our Easter egg roll on opening weekend for the kids. We have Celtic games, including a big tug of war event that takes place, and just a lot of different things. So every weekend offers someone a little something different. And those that want to come back multiple weekends, it's not just the exact same thing every weekend. Plus, we have limited engagement performers, some that only come in for 3 or 4 weeks at a time. And the same thing on our artisan side. We have guest artisans that are only here for maybe 2 weeks or 4 weeks out of our season. And so that does change up, too. So there may be different people that you can come and explore and discover during the course of the season.
All right, let's circle back now and give everybody the information that they need, the website, the dates.
Well, this will be our 42nd season that we are experiencing Scarborough Renaissance Festival, and we're very excited to present that. We are one of the oldest festivals in the Dallas-Fort Worth, in fact, one of the oldest festivals in all of North Texas.
Right.
And so that is something we are extremely proud of, and it really means that we have to keep our game at the top level all the time. This year's festival, we're on April 8th through May 29th, and that's Saturdays, Sundays, and Memorial Day Monday. Then, from a location standpoint, we are right off of 35E, just south of downtown Dallas, just 30-minute drive. So it is accessible and easy to get to from anywhere in North Texas. So, you know, we welcome everybody to come out. You can find all the details at srfestival.com. And we are also on social media on pretty much every platform. It's SR Festival on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, on Instagram, and is the SR Festival. So you can always get up-to-date information there as well.
And it's worth repeating that just about the same time as the Scarborough Festival is running, April and May, well, you have the Sherwood Forest Fair in McDade, Texas, in Bastrop County. That continues until April 23rd, and all weekends in April, Avalon Fair near Kilgore. There are many others, too. Just Google Texas Renaissance Festivals, and you'll get the list.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.